Okay, I didn't want to make this video at all, but things are moving so fast, I can't get videos up fast enough, and this is probably going to be my last video for a bit. But here we go. Look at this. Phones are down at the moment until Verizon is back up again. Well, that's just one dude out in California, right? No. Verizon outage. T-Mobile outage. They're shutting down the phones again, okay? They're doing what they did before. They're testing. We saw this in the movie Leave the World Behind, okay? I hate to keep saying it, but Barack and Michelle Obama didn't go out of their way to make a movie called Leave the World Behind that showed every conspiracy I've ever shown you in play, in action, how it would look in real life. Now, let's revisit something that I talked about 6 months ago. The Economist cover World Ahead 2024. I talked about this 6 months ago. I told you about the cargo ships and how the ships are crashing into bridges every other day, etc. There's a couple of things I missed. I didn't realize the time is running out, running into the ballot box down here. I didn't notice that Trump had the dove and that the woman, they had a woman up here before Biden stepped down. But the Economist cover knew that. These guys are amazing how they know things that are going to happen. No, they're not. Because the answer to that is right here. They are hooked into everybody's brains using social media because everybody uploads everything they think about through Twitter, through Instagram, YouTube, etc., 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 etc. And when you're not uploading everything, everything is being uploaded from your phones, your appliances, and everything else. But here's the one thing over here I noticed, the economy just absolutely dropping. And then that brings us over here to, again, cargo ships. And then shockingly, this is now. This is right now. A U.S. port strike by 45,000 dock workers is all but certain to begin at midnight tonight. At midnight tonight. Yeah, that's awesome news right there. You know what I mean? That would be tonight. Phenomenal. October surprise. The coming work stoppage threatens to significantly snarl the nation's supply chain, potentially leading to higher prices and delays in goods reaching households or businesses if it drags on for weeks. That's because the strikes by members of the International Longshore Association could cause 36 ports, you always got to have the numerology in there, which handle roughly half of the goods shipped in and out of the U.S. So they're doing this on every single solitary level you can possibly imagine. Do you recall? Do you remember when I said when they go for this? I know I'm repeating myself, but some people are new here. And once in a while, when you've been predicting and reading and looking at all the signs and symbols they give us over the years, it beats you down mentally, okay? So when you point out that you pointed out something that actually happened or came to fruition, traditionally, in a real world, you'd be happy. Like, hey, I took information, I made a judgment on it, and I was right. But sadly, in this case, this isn't awesome. This sucks. What sucks about this is you and I are going home. We're going back to where we came from. We're going back, hopefully, into the loving arms of God, a merciful God. These other people are going to stay down here like sheep hooked into the machine where they're going to be run and puppet mastered by AIs, straight up. This is this, and there's a reason the economy crashing right next to it explains everything. Now, this down here, I don't quite exactly understand, but I do see hurricanes, and that's a weird thing because remember the hurricane that just literally ran through Florida? Well, go over here because Nicholson 1968 posted this on Facebook. Hurricane Helene 1958 was the most intense tropical storm of the 58 Atlanta season. The eighth tropical and fourth hurricane of the year. It was formed from a tropical wave moving steadily westward. The storm slowly intensified, attaining hurricane strength on September 26th. Well, that's weird because that's the same exact name and time that just happened recently. So wait a minute, let's do some Illuminati math, shall we? Okay, 2024 minus 1958 equals, I am absolutely shocked. I am absolutely shocked. 66 fallen angels. Isn't that unbelievable? What a coincidence that 66 years ago, the exact same thing happened, and then it just happened all over again. Well, Richie, it's weather. It's stormy weather. Indeed it is. Indeed it is, my friends. And they have been running and operating the weather, what they call global warming, the erratic weather that we've had. I've been talking about this, and this is actually what put me on YouTube so many years ago. The first thing I ever talked about was them manipulating the weather. And the first thing I said, and I didn't know anything about anything. I was a regular citizen, buying gold chains, flat screen TVs, running my own company, and trying to have sex with everybody's daughter. And then I woke up. And in that very first video I ever made, I said that when people finally noticed that they were spraying the skies, they would just change the name to global warming. And they did. These guys have been influencing and messing with the weather since before I was born. That's over 50 years. So let me tell you a little secret. They have got it absolutely locked in. Well, what are you trying to say? They're trying to control the weather? No, they're not trying to control the weather. The terminology that they're using is they want to own the weather. And here's a handy document that I've been passing around for 15 years now. And here's the funny thing. We're here, 2025, owning the weather as a force multiplier. A research paper presented to the Air Force 2025 by Colonel House, Lieutenant Colonel Neer, Lieutenant Colonel Shields, Major Celentano, Major Husband, Major Mercer, and Major Pugh, August 1996. And it goes on to explain how owning the weather could allow them to create warfare. They could make war on people, destroying property, destroying infrastructures, destroying all sorts of things, and simply blaming it on the weather. You know what I mean? Because seriously, why would we want to mess with the weather? Well, according to General Gordon Sullivan, as we leap technology into the 21st century, we will be able to see the enemy day or night in any weather and go after him relentlessly. A global, precise, real-time, robust, systematic weather modification capability would provide warfighting CINCs with powerful force multipliers to achieve military objectives. Since weather will be common to all possible futures, a weather modification capability would be universally applicable and have utility across the entire spectrum of conflict. And that's only page two. It just goes on and 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 on. They're here. It's here. They've got the computing power with the D-Wave quantum computers. They have the infrastructure up. And nobody cares. Nobody pays attention because they have made sure that absolutely everybody is more concerned about Puff Daddy being in jail. Puff Daddy is just another Jeffrey Epstein. And I find it strange that he's in basically the same lockup that Epstein was. But this is what these guys do. It's what they always do. And unusually, I noticed in the last 2 months, every major YouTuber has had some sort of a giant issue that has gone viral with them messing with minors, one way or another. People like Mr. Beast that everyone loves so much. The guy literally has pedophiles working for him. His transgender pal here that was texting children. It's just absolutely disgusting, but he's not the only one. You also have Dr. Disrespect. You have Big Boogie 2988 faking cancer and scamming his subscribers with shit coins. You know what I mean? But I couldn't understand why every time you turned around, another one was falling. And these are major, major YouTubers. You know what I'm saying? Major league. 300 million subscribers is no joke. But you know what it is? It's a distraction. It's an absolute distraction while they do everything that they need to do and while they keep testing. You think this is a coincidence that these are all going out at the same time? Every single subscriber, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, all of them at the exact same time. It's called testing. When you pull something like this, you got to do it strategically. They want to pull down our communications while they keep their ability to communicate with each other. And how many, I don't even know how many times I've told you and asked and wondered about all the different billionaires that are publicly building massive bunkers, massive doomsday bunkers in Hawaii. There's your two sixes once again, because it's always there, every single solitary time without fail. They can't help themselves. It's a little code to each other or whatever. But Zuckerberg and all sorts of them bought property on Hawaii so they could build massive bunkers, because Hawaii is very far away from everything. And this was a very helpful thing for the whole place that would suddenly, entirely, completely burn to the ground overnight, leaving all the trees, because wildfires don't burn trees. They burn, well, they're wildfires, damn it. They don't need trees anymore. It's 2024. But yeah, first, that was Hawaii. Then they cleared it out because the rich people are coming. And when they start the civil war, that is absolutely without a doubt coming. This is why they're flooding the country with people that don't belong here, and then giving them money, jobs, allowing them to drive without a license, with no consequences, allowing them to break laws, including murder and rape, getting released on $500 bail or no bail at all. And if an American did any of those things, they would face the full judgment of the judicial system. They're doing this to piss people off to the point where people finally do something. They want to see us take each other out. And fortunately, thanks to them filling the country with these fellas,
they're just dropping this stuff on the ground to come here and assume a new identity. So that's a little bit scary. From with my military background and seeing the people that are coming across, that male, these are all military-age males. People keep saying that. I've got the proof right here.
So there you go.
So in our country, they're bringing us Haitians, Venezuelans, Chinese, Iraq, all these people from all over the place. But other countries are getting flooded with specifically Islamic folks. Europe, the UK, Ireland, Germany, they're all getting flooded with Islam. And if you know anything about the kind, loving God, Allah, of Islam, this is how they spread their religion, and they must spread their religion. They can't share. They can't coexist. This is how they do it, from the mouths of them.
Islam spread by the sword. Tell us it. So what? We gave them the choices between accepting Islam or paying taxation, mm-hmm. or facing the possibility of going to war. Mm-hmm. But to say, no, Islam was not spread by the sword, this is not true. What is meant by it is mentioned, which is to fight. To fight the people until they accept the religion, or to pay taxation. Mm-hmm. And this is clearly mentioned in chapter 9.
Okay.
So you have to fight them until they give the taxation. In Islam, when we conquer a country, of course, there's nothing peaceful about it. Mm-hmm. But look at the amount of Muslims coming in to Islam. Mm. They are in the thousands, in the hundreds of thousands, in the millions. Mm-hmm.
And the biggest problem about all this is people don't see this on the news. They don't see this on the news, so they think that everything is fine. Here's the deal. There's so many of us, people like myself, that take their own money in their own vehicle and their own cameras, and they travel to all these hot spots to see these things for themselves. When I heard about the border crossing, the borders and the National Guard and the Border Patrol, I went there to myself. And the Border Patrol and National Guard said the same thing. We're not allowed to stop these people from coming through the border. As a matter of fact, we have to bring them through the border. We put them on buses. We give them an Obama phone. We give them a prepaid credit card. We give them a backpack, and we send them to a lucky U.S. city for them to go overpopulate, drain the resources, piss off the residents, and destroy the place while Americans sit back and do absolutely nothing, waiting to vote for somebody. Well, guess what? There isn't going to be an election. There's going to be an event. They're getting ready for it, and they've been warning you big time. They've tried to pass a 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution 30-something days before an election. Are you kidding me? One of the most difficult things in the world to do is to pass another, to put an amendment on the Constitution to allow them that, God forbid, there was a mass casualty event that suddenly took out 100 U.S. Congress people. This amendment would allow them to, instead of having the American people vote for replacements like they've always done with special elections, instead, they could simply refill Congress with 100 people of their choosing. This is a takeover. This is a coup. This is the New World Order. This is the Great Reset. It's happening. You think all of this happening all around the world at the exact same time? Every country suddenly can't stop their own governments from flooding their neighborhood cities and towns with people from other countries, people that do not speak the language, that do not believe what you believe, and the people that have radical ideas. And for some reason, all these people are being flooded into other countries, and they're also being flooded into those countries with large pockets full of cash, just like in Pennsylvania, just like in Springfield, Ohio, just like in California. Well, you know what? Just like in every state, except maybe Hawaii. I don't know, because if too many people show up in Hawaii, they'll do a little house cleaning. You know what I mean? The new wave, wildfires that don't actually burn the trees. But on that, I'll digress. Do you understand what's coming? Do you see this? What's happening here? They've been using weather as a weapon for the longest time. They've been messing with the weather. They've been messing with the sun. They've been causing unbelievable calamities using weather as a weapon and simply calling it global warming. It's made to order. Global warming, the way they present it to us, global warming, they're telling us there's too much CO2. Carbon dioxide is deadly for humans. That is empirically wrong. Carbon dioxide feeds trees. In return, trees produce oxygen. We need those to live. But here's what some of the smartest people on Earth have to say about that. If we're having an issue with carbon dioxide, why don't we just plant millions of trees? Millions of trees on Earth wouldn't do anything except make Earth better. But you know what that is? That's the words of an idiot.
Plant trees. There's a lot of people who are very enamored with trees. We've got trees on this stage. Some people would even say that if you just planted enough trees, it could take care of the climate issue altogether.
And that's complete nonsense.
Okay.
I mean, are we the science people or are we the idiots? Which one do we want to be?
What he just told you is a 100% scientifically provable lie, and yet nobody looks into it. Nobody refers to it. He'll have a bunch of his magazines simply put out the exact opposite, saying that carbon dioxide and photosynthesis and oxygen and trees and humans aren't even in any way related. This scumbag is helping destroy the world. Bill Gates's family's wealth comes from Planned Parenthood because his parents started Planned Parenthood. So his family has been responsible for killing millions and millions and millions of unborn human beings. They were fetuses. The minute the contraception happened, a spark of light happens in the womb, and then you have a human developing. This person has made all of his money becoming the richest person on Earth off the backs of what they've been doing for time immemorial, sacrificing children to gods. Lowercase g gods. This guy is a scumbag, and he's the same scumbag that has been messing with cows, because according to him, there's so many cows farting, it's causing global warming. Have you ever traveled the United States? Well, I have. Probably got about 750,000 miles in the last 10 years all around the United States. There ain't enough cows farting to cause this problem. This is all lies. Everything they tell you is lies, and people just believe it. When these are researchable, look-upable patent numbers, and they explain everything. Do you think this is a hurricane and tornado stopping device? No. You think on September 11th, 2012, the method for decreasing the intensity and frequency of tropical storms or hurricanes was to stop them? No. No, because every time we get a storm, it's worse than ever. It's worse than ever. And then sometimes you get storms that are just awfully, I don't know, it's like there it is. You could get made to order weather. Conceivably, with enough lead time in the right conditions, you could get made to order weather. Well, what kind of conspiratorial website is that? Well, it's not a conspiratorial website. It's the literal weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather in 2025. And last time I checked, we're on the cusp of 2025. And these guys are playing this thing out right in front of everybody's faces. They always show us, and they just wonder how many people are going to figure it out. And then they deal with them and adjust. Because everything they show us, we give our opinion to, like I am right now. And they take that data, and they use that data, and they move. Just like playing football or any other game of strategy. They tell us what we're going to do. We try to make the best of it. And then we see things like the economy crashing right next to the ships. And then wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't you know it? You know what I'm saying? It's unbelievable. But nobody cares, because you hear what P. Diddy did? P. Diddy is just the fall guy. Hey, let's throw him the black guy because we don't care. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Because back before we were born, the same people that are paying them all these millions of dollars to athletes, they used to own their parents. You know what I'm saying? It's insane. If you listen to political people, we are in a nonstop, never-ending world of unbelievable racism. You know where you hear that from? Them. That's it. You hear it from the national news. You hear it from the politicians. But I deal with everybody all the time. I run into an awful lot of people face-to-face. It's what I do. People are pretty cool, man. There's a lot of assholes out there. There's a lot of derogatory terms, etc., this, that, and the other thing. But ask yourself this one thing, and I'm going to bail because this video is getting long. Why is it that lawmakers, politicians, and school systems' main concern is this? This is all politicians care about. Notice the president standing there, stiff-armed like an absolute blow-up doll. And he's surrounded by a bunch of African-American people. And, of course, transgender guys got to be right there front and center. It's all they care about. All they're doing, they're not teaching your children anything in school. They're teaching your children that they're probably not the right gender and your parents aren't going to like it. So come to us and we'll show you how you can start taking hormones and become the opposite sex or one of any number of different quote-unquote genders that they're developing. It's unbelievable. And don't let me forget this, that Minneapolis, the place where Walls is from, Harris's running mate or whatever, has just sworn in the first Somali police officer who carries a badge and a gun and she upholds the law. The only problem with that is she's not legal. She's an illegal migrant. An illegal migrant. And does that look like good Christian values right there? Because I don't see it either. And it's not the only one. These people have the balls in your face, F you. We're going to make illegals cops. They're going to uphold the law, even though they're not even citizens. What are you going to do about it? I'll show you one thing. Show you what one American can do. One American.
Now, what you're watching right here is a video, a YouTuber who went down to the border and caught one guy, one American that wasn't wearing any shoes, that was wearing a safety vest for whatever reason. And he stopped a bunch of people from climbing over the fence by freaking out at them. And it worked. One dude with no shoes on and a dog stopped all these people. That's because that's how easy it is. That's why the government just flies them in. But here you go.
Fuck back! Get down! You ain't coming!
Let me just remind you, also, you won't see this on the news. This was just the other day. Notice there's no border patrol on this entire border. There's one dude out here wearing no shoes. He looks a little crazy, looks a little homeless, but I'll tell you what, he's more of American than most of the Americans watching this right now, and most of the Americans that are posting about being 3%ers and don't tread on me and this, that, and the other thing. Leaving comments, posting memes isn't helping. This machine is rolling forward right now. And very, very soon, it's going to roll right over us. Because one thing that really worries me is the Simpsons. And there's all your poor refugees. Look at these poor asylum seekers. Look at all these women and children. Look at all these happy, smiling faces. Yeah, these are all the people that are... These have been in your neighborhood since I took this video last year. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Can't wait to meet these guys in the middle of the night or, I don't know, even in your house because they could just kick down your door and move in because who knows? Maybe that law will pass too. Yeah. At any rate, that's all I got for right now. It's time to actually figure out what's going on, people, because really bad things are coming our way. But before I wrap this up, I want to just give the point of view from the Simpsons, shall I?
No mistake about it, and many of my subscribers will know that I am a person that believes that the powers that be will place things in certain forms of media to let us know what they have prepared for the future, or what the powers that be are planning for the future. Subliminal messaging and predictive programming is placed heavily in movies, TV shows, music videos, and even video games. But many people, not just conspiracy theorists or those who believe in conspiracy theories, know that there's one form of media that keeps predicting future events, and it happens to be the TV series The Simpsons. You will be hard-pressed to find anybody that will fight you on the fact or call you crazy if you were to tell them that The Simpsons are showing us events that will take place in the future, that there is something not right about The Simpsons. But for those that know that the creators of The Simpsons are high-level Freemasons. They even made an episode where Homer joins the Freemasons, and if you listen closely to that song, they are telling you everything that they are the architects of. So this is not predictions that we are seeing being played out in The Simpsons. This, again, is them telling you, the architects telling you, what is going to take place. So this turns my attention to an episode of The Simpsons, Season 35, Episode 7. And I have to say, I'm really surprised The Simpsons have been running this long. But then again, I'm not, given the fact of who the creators are and what organization they are in. I really don't know anybody today that sits down and watches The Simpsons. The Simpsons, to me anyway, have stopped being funny for a long, long time. Now, this episode of The Simpsons oddly ran across my shorts feed, and I call it odd because an episode of The Simpsons has never crossed my shorts feed before. But the title of this short happens to be Descendants of The Simpsons, and it has to do with Thanksgiving in the future, 60 years from now. The Simpsons, they're sitting around the table, they're about to have Thanksgiving, when Lisa's granddaughter asked her this, and this was Lisa's reply.
All right, everyone, get out your remembrance candles. Granny Lisa, why do we light a candle every Thanksgiving? In remembrance of the Great Blackout, when we actually had to write things down by hand.
Remembrance of the Great Blackout, where they had to write things down by hand. Now, in any other circumstance, this would not seem eerie or very suspicious, but given the fact that this is, again, coming from The Simpsons, where you have news articles dedicated to counting how many things The Simpsons has eerily predicted, then this is something that we need to pay attention to. Now, anytime we have a Simpsons episode where they show us The Simpsons in the future, more times than not, what they are showing us comes to pass. Like, for example, Season 11, Episode 17, Bart to the Future. This episode was released on March 19th, 2000. This episode also once again has Lisa saying something that eerily came true. In this episode, Lisa says, "We inherited quite the budget crunch from President Trump." Now, again, this was back in 2000. People had noticed that Lisa Simpson, who is president in this episode, is also dressed eerily similar to Kamala Harris. The only difference, really, is that Lisa is wearing a gray turtleneck. But if you go to the article by HollywoodReporter.com, an article that is titled, "The Simpsons 34 Times the Fox Comedy Successfully Predicted the Future," and I believe it's more than 34 times, but this article will really show you how much The Simpsons really do know when it comes to future events. And again, it's not a prediction when you know who the creators, the writers of The Simpsons are. Different than Barack Obama's scripted movie, Leave the World Behind, which also has to do with a blackout. Now, I also did a pretty lengthy breakdown of that movie, and if you notice, a lot of events that took place in that movie also came true not too long after that movie was released to Netflix. So what is this great blackout that they're talking about, not just in The Simpsons, but also Leave the World Behind and other movies and TV shows, even video games, that have some heavy subliminal messaging? We do know that something big is coming because billionaires are buying underground bunkers like crazy. They are preparing for a doomsday scenario. Matter of fact, one of the theories are laid.
Okay, this freaks me out because I didn't know he talked about Leave the World Behind, and I didn't know he talked about the billionaires. That's a crazy thing, but here's the deal. This guy's been following the same breadcrumb trail that I've been following, and apparently he's drawing very similar conclusions, it would appear, but it just freaks me out, so I had to interject, as I often do.
Is that we could see a digital apocalypse. We even had the leader or the former leader of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, come out and say that a digital mishap would be worse than the C-19. Who really knows what they are preparing with CrowdStrike? We already saw them flex their power in showing us that they can take down any Windows application at any time. They had shown us that they can bring down multiple computers around the world simultaneously. No matter if it's an airport, a grocery store, a gas station, a pharmacy store, does not matter.
Are we the science people or are we the idiots? Which one do we want to be?
Pharmacy store does not matter. They can bring them down. The powers that be, they can bring down the grid for a couple months, cause complete hell on earth, complete chaos. Then they can flick it back on, bring the grid back up after chaos has ensued. And then they can go ahead and blame it on a foreign country. Say this foreign country hacked the grid and we have to take out this foreign country. Well, a great blackout would lead to a Remembrance Day, because I don't know anybody that would forget such an event. We're not talking about the grid shutting down and we go back to the 90s or the 80s. No, we would go back to the Stone Ages. Because if you are not prepared, if you are not stocked up for such an event, we are talking about being knocked back to even before the Middle Ages, because everything we do today relies on the grid, relies on technology. We don't know if the grid going down, there being a great blackout, being an event that really does play out in the future, like The Simpsons is showing us here, a TV series, once again, that has eerily foretold future events, many events. But this is something that's constantly shown to us in repetition in different forms of media and has been theorized by the government. This doesn't even have to be a hack. It could be a solar flare that they are aware of that's coming that could bring down the...
So, I feel like I'm getting anxiety because I feel like there isn't enough time to get out all the facts, all the patents, all the information, all the quotes, all the videos, all the clues that they've left us, because this is it. This is it. October starts tomorrow. They're going to do a full court press. They're already shutting down the phones again to see if, you know, it's all going to work out. That's how you'd have to do it. I'm very technical. I can build laptops. I can build vehicles. I can build houses. I can do pretty complex things, okay? I just got it like that. I got it from my dad. It is what it is. But here's the deal. I've been warning you about this forever. And here it goes. This is happening. You can't ignore this anymore. It isn't a coincidence that every single country is being flooded with people that don't belong there, that are causing problems, and the laws in all these different countries all around the world have not, they don't apply to these people, but they apply to you. Even if you say words now, you can go to jail. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what you would have to do. Israel starting shit with every single country all the way around them. Militarily speaking, that's a stupid idea. You're bombing everybody that surrounds you. Doesn't make any sense, but that's what they're doing. They're giving up the blood sacrifices. They're building up to putting the capstone on the pyramid right now, and they need nonstop blood sacrifices. They're telling you what they're going to do, and it's going to come like a thief in the night. The only thing is, you got about 30 days to figure out which night it is. It could be tomorrow. It could be the end of the month. But they're going to do this. They cannot stop saying, Google how many times politicians have said there will be an October surprise. An October surprise. Civil War 2024. Leave the world behind. And then everything that's happening. We're literally watching The Economist cover 2024 play out right now. Right this minute. Right now. So, again, one more time. Get your money out of the bank today. 401k, IRAs aren't going to mean absolutely anything. Get this out of your... Get on the phone with Goldco. Tell them I told you to call. Get your 401k turned into gold and silver and have them expedite it to your house before you can't. Because they're doing this. It's not a coincidence that the economy completely crashing in all countries is right next to... Yeah, the ports. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that easy to figure out? At any rate, if I can't make another video, it is what it is. But you cannot say that I have not tried. I pray to God every single day, multiple times. And in return, instead of getting an angel in a dream telling me something, I have insane dreams about having... I can't even explain it. The things that I would never do in real life. It's always got something to do with sex, with somebody that I can't... It's crazy. The harder I pray, the more this stuff happens. The kind of dreams that when you wake up, it's the first thing you think of, like, was that real? Was that real? Otherwise, I don't have any dreams. It's only when I ask to send me a dream do I get these evil dreams. This is happening right now. I've warned you all I possibly can. All the links, so you can research this on your own, are below. But I mean, open your eyes and look around. The media isn't going to tell you. The news isn't going to tell you. Your local police aren't going to tell you. Your friends in the military aren't going to tell you. You know who's going to tell you? The people that are doing this, and they have told you, and it's right there. There is the blueprint right there. How did they know when they put this out over 8 months ago that Kamala would be going against Trump? They couldn't have. They couldn't have. Unless they're the ones making it happen. And they are. I've told you all I can, guys. If I can make more videos, I will make more videos. But I mean, you need to act now. There's no more. This isn't conspiracy entertainment. Let's see if the aliens... Oh yeah, the aliens too. You know what I mean? But whatever. Israel's attacking everybody that surrounds them. Police have been given the UFO handbooks on how to deal with aliens when they get to here, the entire nationwide. The economy's crashing. Everybody's telling everybody everything's fine. Cell phone systems are going down all over the place. We've got storms. We've got literal chlorine gas power plants exploding right during I don't know what else to say. I'm all out. At any rate, Richie from Boston, if I see you on the road, awesome. If I see you on the other side, even better. I'm out.